I'm here with Scott Cowan to talk about a big band jazz concert, which is set for tonight in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. I had your colleagues, Lynn Folk Baird and Jacob Cameron, here yesterday talking about their brass concert. And I'm sure you have an affinity for that as a trumpet player yourself.
I do. Thanks, Kara, for having me here. Yeah, my colleagues they're fantastic. What talented colleagues they are.
Yeah, they brought a lovely program together for last night. But for tonight, it's students on stage primarily.
All students, yep. We have our lab band on the first half. We have our jazz orchestra on the second half. It'll be a lovely concert, some originals. This particular concert in the spring, I try to feature a couple of student original compositions in the jazz orchestra. And then our graduate assistant, Eddie Codrington, is doing a fabulous job, along with another graduate student as well, conducting the jazz lab band this year.
Last I remember, Eddie Codrington was, I think, undergrad, maybe getting his master's, and he was playing in this band called Lush, which is a project that a lot of students started, and then he's winning awards. Like, what's going on with Eddie?
Yes, how time flies. Eddie has blossomed here at WMU. It's just been a joy to watch him as he develops as an improviser, as a composer, as an arranger. I've asked him as often as I can get him now to write for our full premier large ensemble jazz orchestra. He's been writing for years for his group with his peers called Lush. He's been writing for advanced jazz ensemble as well, for strings, and he's just blossoming in every way.
That's wonderful to hear. And Eddie's not alone. We've many students made the transition to professional really rather quickly out of school at Western. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. We love to see them kind of kick them out of the nest, and they're flying all over, whether it's New York or LA or Chicago. They're really doing really hitting the scene. And speaking of, I think we've got somebody.
Oh, we're walking in the door right
now.
By the way, this is live radio here on 89.9 Classical WMUK. And we'll get Eddie in front of the microphone in a moment. But I wanted to tell you some news, Scott, that I don't think you or very many folks know. I'm learning a lot about big band music lately because down at Jazz and Creative Institute, they have an adult band. And I decided to sign up and start on second alto saxophone down there. And boy, is it an eye-opening education in music. Seriously.
You know, Kara, word travels fast through the grapevine.
Oh, what?
Yeah, yeah. I knew you were playing second alto.
Okay.
And heard that you're doing a fantastic job. I got the whole news.
That's so funny. Well, I just bring it up because, wow, do I appreciate what writing for jazz ensemble must be like. It's not just as simple as writing a tune, putting some chords on. No, it's a lot more complicated. And the music is so varied. I mean, from what kind of rhythmic style will this be based on to harmonizing. And boy, you have a lot of choice in harmonies here. It must be beautiful to think about. I love programming. I mean, I'm sure you're thinking about these things too as you put shows together.
Absolutely. You know, we've always at Western tried to put together programs of great diversity, featuring, you know, all sorts of historical period-oriented selections to the most cutting-edge things that are happening now, whether it be the fusing of Afro-Cuban with jazz or straight-ahead or modal or whatever it might be. We need to expose our students to what's going on through the entire palette of jazz history and up to today.
Eddie, nice to see you. This is Eddie Codrington.
Hello, how's everyone?
Oh, it's great to see you again. I was just talking about how you've been here, you know, with your student projects, with Lush and such.
Yeah.
But now you're teaching at Western?
Yeah, I guess so. I've been given the opportunity to lead the University Jazz Lab Band, which has been just a blast.
And that's the direction you wanted to go for, just keep building your skills? And.
Well, actually, Dr. Cowan was kind enough to give me that opportunity. I wasn't particularly seeking it out, but I didn't even know that could happen, but before my second semester, they kind of gave me the job, and so, you know, it's just been a really great learning experience as up to now.
Is this the first live concert you've programmed for the University Jazz Lab Band?
I think this is the third. Yeah, we had two last semester, so this is the first.
He's a veteran now.
Oh, yeah, right, yeah.
You know the grind.
Right.
Well, let's take a break for some music. You've got some terrific selections, some people I've heard of and some people I don't know so well on the program for tonight. It begins at 7:30 with the Lab Band and then finishes with the Jazz Orchestra. But the Scots, since you're first to arrive, we'll
the dibs.
Yes, choose something from the jazz orchestra side here.
Yeah, well, let's start with Duke. This is Chinoiserie, and this is a movement from his Afro-Eurasian Eclipsed Suite in 1971. It's sort of in the same spirit as the Far East Suite in 1967. Of course, it means Chinese dance, and it's just a straight ahead. Seems like he was ahead of his time in some sense, or somewhat influenced by what John Coltrane's traditional quartet was doing. Very modal. Just what a blast. Harold Ashby, tenor saxophonist, being featured. And tonight, you'll get to hear Eddie Codrington.
I'm with Scott Cowan and Eddie Codrington, and we'll be back to talk more about tonight's Jazz Orchestra and Lab Band concert. Starts at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Tickets at the door or ahead of time, Miller Auditorium box office. And details are at wmich.edu/music/events. This is live radio. Did I mention that, Scott? That's clearly from the Nutcracker.
Yes, yes. Well, then exactly the same title, which is interesting. He did that with Tchaikovsky in mind, of course, in that suite in 1960, and then 11 years later, he came up with the Afro-Eurasian Eclipse that has the same title. Chinese dance.
Well, I think I can fix this. I just need a little minute.
Sure.
You can talk about his suites in general because he became so ambitious in this.
He did. His suites, he did a number of different types of work in his life, and the suites were huge. Far East Suite has all of these aromas that you can, if you could somehow paint a picture with a pen in terms of music, you would hear all of the aromas in the Middle East. You would hear the indigenous rhythms. And his suites he did so many of them. It's a very important part of his work, his body of work.
He kind of paved the way for a jazz composer to think that way. And you yourself have brought together themed pieces based on fiction and mythology and, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Very, very programmatic. Yep.
All right. Yep. Well, I'm pretty confident that we're about to hear the Chinoiserie from the suite you mentioned, the Eurasian...
Afro-Eurasian Eclipse.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. And it's on the program for tonight. Stick around. We'll hear this music and preview more of the concert, which begins tonight at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. Thank you. if you just tuned in, you heard the Duke Ellington Band, a late incarnation, I think, of the Ellington Band, you were saying, Scott?
Yes, 1971. The band went to 74. And so we were just discussing the tenor saxophonist being Harold Ashby versus Paul Gonsalves, who was his main later saxophonist. But Paul came in 50, and Eddie and I were just sort of bantering back and forth about Harold Ashby sounds a lot like his elder, who was in the same section, Paul Gonsalves. So there must have been definitely a nodding of the tipping of the hat there.
Well, if you tuned in during the music, my guests are Dr. Scott Cowan, who is a professor of jazz at Western Michigan University, also leader of the University Jazz Orchestra. And we're talking about their concert tonight, which also includes the Jazz Lab Band, as led by Eddie Codrington. And so you'll be taking that tenor saxophone solo in the tune we just heard tonight.
Yeah.
How do you prepare for that?
Oh, man.
Drinks lots of coffee.
Yeah. It's kind of hard. Yeah, right. Yeah, you gotta get prepared for. It's kind of like the same kind of thing in every big band situation. You know, there's especially when you're playing the music of the great composers that have come before you. There are just so many. There's so many people who have done the thing you're doing. So it's kind of hard to say, okay, how can I make my own stamp on this? So that's kind of something we're used to. It's just like, oh, you know, there's that solo. I kind of have to do something to, you know, take that and maybe you know put my stamp on it. But yeah, you know, you try to take some of the energy or the spirit from that and hope that it can propel you somewhere new.
Something, some terminology I'm learning is know the changes.
Yeah.
That's really basic.
That's
though.
A good start.
Yes.
Meaning know the harmonic structure that is passing underneath you so that your solo makes sense.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's like a schematic.
Yeah.
You know, if you get this little schematic passed to you as an improviser and there are certain parameters that you familiarize yourself with so that you are put in a position that you can make a statement that is informed.
So if you know the changes, you're in a pretty good spot to start at least.
Yeah, you're a good starting place.
That's just one of the tunes that is featured tonight, and I'm hoping we can talk next perhaps about some originals. One is called 'Cause I Ain't Sugar, and it comes from a pianist. Composer at Western.
Yes, Jane. And boy, I could try.
I was waiting for you to.
It's
Kuznetsova. Yes.
Sorry, Jane. But she's from Russia. And we've been working together in an applied setting as she's been stretching her legs for writing for large ensemble. And she's quite successful. She's won a Downbeat Award in the last competitions. And this is her original composition, 'Cause I Ain't Sugar. And that's a lot of fun. Features a lot of folks. And it's been fun to see her go through the different versions of this. She's pulled and pushed and tweaked and whatnot from the requests of her professor, being me. And I think we have a really lovely version tonight. Pretty definitive.
So she did say, okay, here's the final version at some point recently.
Yes, or maybe I said that.
Oh, no, you're like, it's okay, we're going to do this. Well, I sure like the title. It's called 'Cause I Ain't Sugar. And is tonight the debut of the piece?
Yes.
Terrific.
Yes.
Jane Kuznetsova's new piece, 'Cause I Ain't Sugar. It's on the concert tonight, which starts at 7:30, and also features a tune called Flaskling.
Yes.
And Eddie, I have my own interpretation of what flaskling is about, but I don't consider you to be as degenerate as I'm thinking of, you know, my little whiskeys there. Storage. But so what in the world? Let's start with that title.
Yeah. Flaskling is from a different project that I'm currently working on. It's a project with, it's kind of like a chamber jazz hybrid with a string quartet, saxophone, piano, and bass. So I have written a pair of suites, and Flaskling is a movement in one of the suites. And it sort of refers to a, there might be people who've read this story or seen this book, but it refers to a little character that is kind of this little creature that lives in this kind of like a chemistry,
a tube?
Yeah, like a test tube kind of thing. But they, in the story, they call it a flask.
Yeah, yeah.
And they call him the dwarf in the flask. And so I kind of wrote this kind of inspired by his whole thing. And, he's kind of looks like a little flaskling. So that's kind of where that came from.
What's the series or the name of the book?
So the original book is called Full Metal Alchemist, and it's by Hiromu Arakawa. So it's a manga book from this manga artist in Japan. It was written, I think, in like the early 2000s, and it was adapted into an anime in, I think, 2003. It became like very, very popular. And so reading this story as a kid, and, you know, it's the there's a character who he's not the main character, but he has this really intriguing effect on the story, and it kind of relates to a lot of the sort of things that we deal with as artists, you know, being like, you know, artists who face, you know, depression and anxiety, but from that they create really amazing stuff. And, you know, that's just a human history thing. So the kind of the book raises the question in his story is, you know, is that a good thing? Is that something that should be praised, or, you know, mm-hmm. So kind of the project kind of in a small sense takes a look at his story and goes off of that. But that's one of the movements. So.
In this process, was there a lot of back and forth with Dr. Cowan, or since you've already put a lot of writing under your belt, were you more like, here's what I want to do, and I think it's ready?
Well, we kind of did the actual tune was pretty much written out and everything was there, but with Dr. Cowan's help, we did a lot of sort of texture shaping, you know, because the original is written for like string quartet, you know, saxophone and piano, so, you know, nothing really resembling a large ensemble.
He was the Ravel to your Mussorgsky. You know, pictures did get pretty great with Ravel, so.
Yeah, he was very knowledgeable, and hey, maybe we should put the brass and mutes here, and, you know, totally changed the sound of, because it's kind of the beginning of this tune. It's not really resembling anything that sounds like, you know, a classic big band, and so we took some measures to make it sound a little different, more stylized. So,
yeah, I had to get something in there.
You're right.
Yeah, he always brings in pretty definitive works. And so we just kind of pushed and shoved to see if we could make it even something even more special than it already was.
Yeah.
So. I'm with Dr. Scott Cowan, the director of the Jazz Orchestra, and Eddie Codrington, who will direct the Jazz Lab Band. Together, they're in concert tonight, starting at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. I'd like to hear another piece. We'll take a musical break and come back with Dr. Cowan and Eddie Codrington. The piece I have queued up is called Ya, and a certain composer I recognize from being a guest artist, yes, at Western?
Absolutely, yeah.
His name is Miguel
Zenon.
Zenon.
Yeah, fabulous saxophonist. I think he's sort of in residence with the San Francisco Collective, along with doing lots of other. And he brings quite a rhythmic sensibility from Puerto Rico, yeah?
Yes, yep. Yeah.
So he brings an incredible rhythmic sense to to his jazz portfolio. And this arrangement by Mike Hobler is also, he's a world-class arranger, was actually just nominated for a Grammy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, this is, you might not know it, but this is actually just a Rhythm Changes tune. And it's so adventureful that it just kind of, it woke me up. You know, I've been doing this for 30 years, and I'm having a harder time finding charts that excite me. and this one was like, yeah, okay, let's do that. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And you placed it last on the program, though, after they've already, you know, given their all.
Well, they need to be thoroughly warmed up.
Yeah. That's another way of looking at it. Okay, Miguel Zenon recorded this, and we're going to hear his recording now. It's called Ya. And a reminder, tonight's concert's at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall with the University Jazz Lab Band and the Jazz Orchestra. I'm with Dr. Scott Cowan and Eddie Codrington, and we're listening to the phenomenal Miguel Zenon, and we just heard one of his pieces called Ya, and it's been worked up for tonight's concert, the University Jazz Orchestra in on stage along with the Jazz Lab Band, music starting at 7:30, and this will be the tune closing out the evening, unless you've got a secret encore. But
no, well, we'll need to probably CPR after that.
Oh, jazz folks are fun to talk to. The complexity, though, is the complexity level is very, very high. But the spirit of jazz is often to sort of celebrate life and make it sound like it's great, great fun.
So agreed.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
Well, if I could ask you, Dr. Cowan, to put a little bow on your set with the Jazz Orchestra, then we can turn over and talk to Eddie about Jazz Lab Band.
Sure. The only thing we haven't talked about is Lenny's Pennies, and that's our opener. And that's Lenny Tristano composition arranged by the great Claire Fisher. And we've had Claire Fisher on campus, and I've had the opportunities to work with him back at New England Conservatory and down at University of Miami. And what a giant. I mean, the guy's just an incredible pianist, incredible orchestrator, wrote for pop stars like Prince. Just had his fingers into everything. And this particular composition, it's a very tricky lead line, as a typical Tristano line that keeps going and going, and it's been harmonized for all of our saxophones, and wow, are they, that's kept them off the street, let me tell you.
Yeah. Wow, I could fail on Thursday night. I better not be the one who loses it before everyone else.
Yes. Yeah. I think they're all mad at the lead alto player because it's a very hard line, but he has the easiest of the lines. All of the inner lines are even more tricky, and so I'm sure that they're not impressed with. Yeah, but you have the easy line.
I do love seeing these ensembles live in concert. They are both enjoying the music, working hard, and appreciating their fellow student solos. Mm. And you see so much interaction in jazz, smiles, nods, jokes, I don't know, internal jokes happening. Yeah. And, you know, it's the music itself is truly alive today thanks to programs like Western's jazz program. I think both of you might agree to that. Eddie Codrington, tell me about what you've programmed for the Jazz Lab Band.
Yeah, so the Jazz Lab Band is, I think the purpose of the Lab Band is to help young students sort of get into the spirit of being in a big band and playing, you know, the original great repertoire. So one of the tunes that I've programmed for us is Early Autumn, written by Woody Herman and Ralph Burns. And the tune kind of features one of the great saxophone sections of that era, the Four Brothers, which is Stan Getz, Sergei Shaloff, Zoot Sims, and Herbie Stewart. And the melody of this tune kind of features the saxophones in this really colorful blend of kind of motioning back and forth. And so I thought that would be a really good thing for our saxophone section to sort of get into and to recreate. So
why don't we give it a listen? I have it queued up here. It's Early Autumn, written by Woody Herman and who's the other?
And Ralph Burns.
Ralph Burns. This is on the Jazz Lab Band concert, which is the first to take the stage tonight at 7:30. Tickets at the door or through the Miller Auditorium box office. And we'll be back with Eddie Codrington and Scott Cowan. That's music of Woody Herman, Early Autumn, the name of that tune, and I'm with Eddie Codrington, who will be leading the University Jazz Lab Band, starting the concert tonight at 7:30 in the Dalton Center Recital Hall, followed by the Jazz Orchestra, with Dr. Scott Cowan leading that. And Eddie, that sounded like an older recording. This is from the 40s, maybe?
Yeah, I think late 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's that lush saxophone sound you described.
Yeah.
So amazing. So since we're near the end of the hour, perhaps touch on a couple of the other pieces you programmed in maybe contrast to that or, you know, picking on the brass section instead or.
Yeah. We have the music of the great Paquito de Rivera.
Oh.
Cuban saxophonist and clarinetist, and that's sort of kind of a face melter for the brass section. You know, got the really high, tight, section playing, as well as the saxophones. There's some fun in there for them too. And then also we have a lot of music by the great Count Basie. I don't think you can, play in a student big band without playing Count Basie's music. So one of the tunes we're playing is a Freddie Green original guitarist for Count Basie entitled Corner Pocket. And I think it is a good vehicle to learn just how to swing, just the basic, you know, nuts and bolts of what's great about this music. So
how's it coming together? You ready for tonight?
I think so. I think they're ready. Yeah.
I'm going to take a moment to cue this up, but I would ask maybe to look ahead in the jazz program, some things you're looking forward to in this winter semester into spring. What's coming up?
Well, we've got our festival, Western Invitational Jazz Festival, the 40th, and this will be on the 21st of March, Saturday all-day festival. Mm-hmm. You can get a pre-festival experience with our guest artists on Friday night with our faculty group on the 20th. And our guest this year will be the amazing Elliot Mason, trombonist, who currently has been playing with the Lincoln Center Jazz Orchestra for many, many years. In my opinion, he's one of the true original voices alive today on that instrument. Just staggering to hear this gentleman play. Obviously has absorbed the tradition and all of that, but then has done what not a lot of musicians are able to do. And that is, they've been able to pioneer and innovate from the predecessors on their shoulders into something that's fresh. And staggering to hear this guy play with his vocabulary, with his facility. It's just something else. So don't miss Elliot Mason at our festival. We'll have a host of high school big bands. We'll have the best big band and best combo pick of the day present that evening of March 21st, followed by Elliot Mason with our jazz orchestra playing. And then the faculty group will play specifically on Friday night, Western Jazz Collective with Elliot in the recital hall.
Sounds so wonderful.
Come on out.
That's in March, and you can find all the details on the School of Music website. And Dr. Cowan and Eddie Codrington, it's been great to visit with you and preview this concert and hear some great tunes. So.
Thank you so much, Kara.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Let's finish with Corner Pocket.
All righty.